Hello, Ven. You've joined in a conversation on COVID-19. I'm Sneha Mordani. After Monday last, the Government of India, at least the Health Ministry, has not held a press conference to interact with the press and take questions on COVID-19 because Tuesday was when the Prime Minister addressed the nation and Wednesday onwards is when we've been hearing from the Finance Minister on what is the economic package for the country and what is the economic road to revival. However, the government continues to communicate even though we are not being given an opportunity to ask questions. There are many questions, but there have been some developments over the last few days, and let me try and sum of these things up for you. To begin with, some good news again, and I always want to start with good news, because the bad news can wait. The good news is that a doubling time for COVID-19, which means that the number of days in which we are doubling our cases has slowed down. That in fact now means that our doubling rate has touched the 14-day mark. This is good news because it is taking 14 days for our cases in total to double. The other piece of good news is that our recovery rate has shot up and continues to increase. Our recovery rate has gone up to 33.6%. It was 32.83% yesterday. The mortality rate in India is 3.2%. There are very few people, if you just look at the percentage, who require ventilator support and oxygen support, which means that there are very few people who are suffering from a severe form of COVID-19 infection in the country. As of yesterday, there were 3.0% active COVID-19 patients in ICU support, 0.39% on ventilators and 2.7% on oxygen support. Also, more good news, there are 14 states and union territories that have not reported any cases of COVID-19 in the last 24 hours. These are Andaman and Nicobar Islands, Arunachal Pradesh, Andhra Pradesh, Chandigarh, Dadra and Nagar Haveli, Goa, Chhattisgarh, Gujarat, Jharkhand, Manipur, Meghalaya, Telangana, Daman and Diu, Mizoram, Pondicherry. In fact, Daman and Diu, Sikkim, Nagaland and Lakshadweep have not reported any cases till date, is what the government says. However, our active number of cases continues to go up in the country. We are not seeing a decline rate in our cases. We are only seeing a growth rate in our cases. The number of cases that continue to be added is well above the 3,000 mark. It continues to hover around 3,000 to 4,000. In the last 24 hours, we've added 3,722 new confirmed cases. An estimate of the government said that we will be having around 65,000 cases by the 15th of May. We have 78,000 already. And sources within the government say that by the 20th of May, we will be above the 1 lakh mark. As we end this podcast, I want to end this with some good news. Even as the government continues to look at ways to revive the economy and extend financial benefits to some sections of the society, we have now a Cobas 6800 testing machine. Remember, this is a machine that can test up to 1200 samples a day. This comes at a time when we have ramped up our testing capacity to 1 lakh samples a day. In fact, we're touching a record, a milestone of testing 20 lakh samples until today. This through a network of more than 500 government and private labs. That's it from me in this conversation today. Continue to be safe. Take care of yourself. Bye-bye.